The two Canadian scientists who wrote the journal article say it's a dire situation for tuna, swordfish, marlin, and other large species. They warn that unless restoration is attempted on a global scale, fish populations and the ocean ecosystems they support are in danger of even further collapse. That view of a crisis in world fish stocks is shared by Andrew Solo, a scientist at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution on the Massachusetts coast.
I think that it's depleted too far. I think that you would always expect in a fishery that's not well managed, which is almost all fisheries, that there's overfishing and the stocks are at levels below what society would really want them to be. So it behooves us to try to rebuild these stocks. It's just these things take time, and if these stocks were continuing to decline very rapidly, then time would be even more of the essence than maybe it is.
Fishermen have become so efficient at their trade that, on average, it takes them only 15 years to catch 80% of a given species. The authors of the Nature report attribute much of that efficiency to long-line fishing, where up to 100 kilometers of line with dozens of baited hooks are trailed behind a boat. John Papillardo catches cod off the Massachusetts coast and is a spokesman for the Cape Cod Commercial Hook Fishermen's Association. He's not surprised by the article's findings on global fish declines, but says they don't seem to have considered that, at the local level, the fish outlook can appear less bleak.
There's clearly some successes in New England. First of all, we use very large closed areas here in New England. That's been a preferred tool to give fish a break and to relieve pressure. And we also limit the number of days that an individual permit holder can fish.
There are similar regulations in other U.S. fisheries. Several West Coast states have implemented minimum size limits on many species and quotas on the number of fish that can be caught, as well as closed seasons and restrictions on fishing gear. Even before the Canadian study was published, regulators everywhere were pushing for tougher fishing restrictions. A recent UN resolution mandated a system for preventing illegal and unreported fishing, and it stressed the need to restore the world's fish stocks to levels that can produce the maximum sustainable yield. Terry Frady of the National Marine Fisheries Service says current regulations in New England and elsewhere are showing signs of success.
Around the world, you'll find all different levels of recovery and rebuilding going on under a multitude of conditions. Our local picture is different from this very large-scale picture. We certainly are making some progress. We haven't seen any signs yet that we have stocks that are not going to improve and recover based on a reduced fishing harvest.
Still, it gets harder and harder to make a living on the water. Fisherman Tom Smith says he's become distrustful of scientists and regulators.
We've been hurt by scientists a lot in the past. The scientists tell us one thing. They're in their laboratories doing the work, punching in numbers in the computer, and we're seeing totally opposite on the ocean, day to day, from what they're telling us.
So regulators have decided to get more input from the fishermen. One project pays them to catch fish and throw them back. It's part of a new tagging program that could help scientists do a better job of monitoring dwindling stocks, especially of cod. On the Miss Morgan, some 40 kilometers southeast of Nantucket, a couple of fishermen stand on deck, reeling in cod left and right and throwing them into a tank. Tom Rudolph of the Cape Cod Commercial Hook Fishermen's Association is on board to lend a hand.
This is a pretty typical division of labor when you have three people on board. Have one person dipping the fish out of the tank, one person actually doing the measuring and tagging.
When a fisherman tags a fish, he records the tag number, date, time, location, the fish's length, and other information. Then the newly labeled fish is tossed back into the ocean. If enough of these fish are re-caught and reported, the project could give scientists and regulators a better understanding of the mortality rate and population of cod stocks. Fishermen around the country are also cooperating on other research projects that could help shape fishery management policies, and in the meantime, offering them a much-needed boost to their shrinking income. Tom Rudolph sees the cod tagging program as just the beginning of a healthier relationship between fishermen and regulators.
We thought that this was a really good way to get a lot of fishermen involved in cooperative research and get a foot in the door and get them thinking along the lines of maybe I can bring my ideas forward in terms of another project down the road, start building the bridges of cooperation between fishermen, scientists, and managers.
Still, looking to the future, fisherman John Papalardo says restrictions are bound to get tighter.
I think we're on the cusp of a sort of a revolution in how we manage here in New England. And I think the change that we're going to go through is we're going to end up with finite limits on how many pounds of how many of each species we can remove in a given year. And that's going to be a painful transition for a lot of people. How do they fit into that system? But we're going to find a way to make it.
But will the world's fish make it? Terry Frady of the Fisheries Service says it's hard to say, because the health of the world's fish depends on the health of the oceans, and that is influenced by more than just fishermen.
There's really a mixed picture, and a lot will depend on how you're actually able to reduce fishing effort, and then these things you can't control, the biological challenges that are there for the stock. Are they going to recover? Are they going to be able to jumpstart themselves, even if you really reduce fishing effort?
Large predatory fish populations will probably never return to their numbers prior to commercial fishing. But scientists say the marine ecosystem can recover as smaller, fast-growing species are given a chance to fill in for the large, overfished predators. For Main Street, I'm Tracy Hampton on Cape Cod, Massachusetts.